We pray. Lord, we come before you now at your manger, humbly bow. Grant your peace to us this day. Guard and keep us on our way. Amen. What a crazy world we live in, especially this last year and a half, being locked down, wearing masks, people suffering, people dying, and there's the craziness of mobs that are looting and destroying and killing. Add to this the evils of the social media, with the gossiping, lying, slandering, cyberbullying. And then we see politicians at each other's throats, making hateful accusations, and trying to enact policies which will benefit themselves and increase their own power. As many look at what's going on in the world around them, they react by turning to stuff like drugs to try to numb their brain, or drunkenness, or even suicide. The month of December is upon us, and we hear the Christmas carols that you find in Luke 2:12. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Really? Is that what we are experiencing nowadays? It's so easy for us to become wrapped up in this all this craziness that's going on until we ourselves start to act crazy. We lose sight of what the angels were actually talking about. They were not talking about what is going on between the inhabitants of this world. In fact, Jesus said, "Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's enemies will be those of his own household." So who is right? The angels or Jesus? Well, perhaps these words of our Savior will help us to understand. "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace." In me you may have peace. "In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." The peace of which the angel sang is peace between God and man. It is a peace that is wrapped up in that baby lying in the manger. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Everyone who believes that God has declared them to be righteous for Jesus' sake has this peace, this realization that all is well between us and God. But Jesus did say, did he not, that in the world we see a sword. We have tribulation, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. Now, all of this is directly aimed against that child in the manger. The Bible is for us the visible evidence of the invisible presence of Jesus. The words are his words. And because of what he says, the world goes into a state of frenzy and rebellion against him The nations rage, kings and rulers plot against Christ. Let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. They don't want to be bound up by the laws of God. You know, dear children of God here, we're living in a kind of parallel universe. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. The world is in turmoil because they are driven by their own wickedness. They're not at peace with God, and so they're not going to be at peace with one another. But we live in a different sphere. For God has said that he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Yes, in body, physically, we're in this world. We're citizens of some earthly country. But in spirit, all of us, our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to understand this so that we can rise above the fray. We need to actually see ourselves this way so that we can rise above all this craziness and the turmoil that's in the world, the fighting and the bickering and the drugs and the drunkenness and the depression and the suicide. That's not us. That's the world. In our parallel universe, there is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. What a difference. Let's go back to the words of the angels. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. On that Christmas evening, there lay a newborn baby in a manger. Unto us, this baby, this Savior, was born. He was born to be the Prince of Peace, to bring peace between us and God. Our sins are forgiven by his sacrifice. We are declared righteous on account of his obedience. God, in his good will toward men, has lifted us up out of this realm of spiritual insanity and has exalted us to heavenly realms, even while we're still here on earth. So yes, we are in the world, but may God grant unto us that we may rise above the fray. So let's recognize just how amazing it is that we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now may the God of peace, the God of hope, fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Turn to Hymn 94, sing verse 4.
Fix in us, I am. sing.